Do you feel stuck in life, or is it moving extremely slowly, even though you want to do a lot of things? Well, I figured out the issue and let's get to the solution. Hello everyone, I'm Amar and you're listening to the 36th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. Think when you're practicing instead of when you have to pull the trigger. Well, get ready to fail and get up. You have to understand that mistakes and losses are part of the method of improving something. Failure must be frustrating and we want to do it right in the first time, but that's not how we learn. When striving to do it all right in the first time, there's only one thing that's going to mount up. That's anxiety. We benefit from the mistakes we make if we try not to make that mistake again. Some people can make the same mistake over and over again and somehow can't benefit from their last mistake. When you find yourself making that same mistake over and over again, stop and think about when and why you made that mistake. Isolate that particular mistake and focus on it and try to fix it. Learn from your mistakes and setbacks because that's how you grow the most. Fail forward, never give up. Anything worthwhile takes time, patience, discipline, consistency, and accountability. You should crystallize your goal. The most important part in goal achievement is being clear about the result you are looking for. The more clear you are about end result, the more motivated you become to achieve it. But you must take it a step further. Why do you want to achieve your specific goal and who will it impact? By getting clear on why you want to achieve your goal, the more driven you will be. Be very specific about the why. For example, if your goal is to make more money, then go into detail about how you want to spend that money and how it's going to make you feel emotionally. To crystallize your goals, write them down to make them real. Try to embody the feeling of you already achieving your goal by visualizing yourself achieving it. This will motivate you to take action in that direction. Ignore the opinions. No matter what you do in this world, someone will have an opinion about it. Just remember that everyone is entitled to have their own opinion and you don't have to accept someone else's opinion as your own. When you start doing things for yourself, there is always someone that has something to say about it. Let them have their opinions because imposing opinions on other people is a sign of fear. If you continue to let the world tell you who you should be and how you should live your life, then eventually you will be living a life that isn't your own. You will think, act, and behave in accordance with how society expects you to. Let people have their opinions and don't let them interfere with how you live your life. Especially if those opinions are negative and pulling you down. The risk takers and dreams are the people who have made this world a better place. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday, and check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is DOTCOM, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.